Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz at the Washington Bureau. We're getting reports of an active shooter at the Allen Premium Outlets Mall in Allen, Texas, about 25 miles northeast of Dallas. KTVT reporter Olivia Leach is at the outer perimeter of the mall.
I saw armored vehicles pulling up to the scene and heading into the internal part of the mall. We're seeing police agents from across the area. They're suited up. They have helmets, vests, long guns. They were running in.
Reuters reports the shooter is dead at the scene. He waited a literal lifetime, and now Britain's King Charles III has been anointed in an ancient ceremony at London's Westminster Abbey.
Emerging from the coronation service in Westminster Abbey, King Charles and Queen Camilla boarded the ornate gold stagecoach, making the trip to Buckingham Palace past cheering crowds waving Union flags.
It's magical. I mean, it's such an incredible event.
It was amazing. It was good. It was really good.
Not everyone was cheering, though.
Not my king!
Dozens of anti-monarchists were arrested. They claim police broke a promise to allow them to protest along the procession route. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The federal government is preparing for a possible influx of migrants over the southern border next week.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says they're prepared to handle the expected rise in migrants crossing the border.
We have a plan. We are executing on that plan. I have come to McAllen and Brownsville to see firsthand that plan in action.
It includes an additional 1,500 active duty military, more migrant processing centers, and money for shelters. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser isn't buying estimates of 35,000 expected to cross from Juarez, Mexico.
The real accurate number was between 12 to 15,000.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Seven horses have been euthanized in the past few days at the Kentucky Derby.
This has not been a good week for injuries to horses leading up to the Kentucky Derby 149. Churchill Downs, Lord Miles, Take Charge Brianna, Practical Move, Wild on Ice, all Derby horses euthanized. Code of Kings slipped three times and was euthanized. Favorite Forte scratched today because of a bruised right foot. The second race Saturday, Chloe's Dream came up lame. We won't know anything for a week to 10 days about the horses that were euthanized, and it will be reported by the University of Kentucky. Ed Peek for CBS News, Louisville.
Listen to the still small voice inside you to figure out what really matters. The advice today from Oprah Winfrey in her commencement address at her alma mater, Tennessee State University. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio. Sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians said it came to me upon a midnight clear. I finished writing all of my gospels. Now all I seem to want is sex and beer. Mark Antony looked down on Caesar's body. He said, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I did not come here to praise Caesar. I came here for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer. George Washington, he never crossed the Delaware. There was no midnight ride for Paul Revere. Ben Franklin never discovered electricity. They were too busy looking for
sex and beer.
Sex and beer. Sex Max and Dim are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. Charles Dickens gave us Great Expectations. Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us Crime and Punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us sex and beer? Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. Sing it so I can dance. Sex and
beer.
From the city to the suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere, they're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold in. Sex and beer, sex and beer. They can take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer. We hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer. For those of you who have never seen this show before, I'd just like to say my name is Pat. And you know something? I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows in cowboy hats. I like knives and forks and spoons. I like whistling happy tunes. I like to come, but not too soon. I like everything. Sure, at some of those other places, they're singing depressing songs. Everyone's depressed, not here. 'Cause I like milk, I like cookies, Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches, I like cream, I like field and I like stream. I like diamonds, clubs, and hearts. I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything. You can never get me down. That will never happen. I will never be depressed when my step is light and my toes are tapping. So I like Betty, I like meatballs and I like God and I like Buddha. I like cheddar, brie and gouda. I like Beatles, Stones and Doors. I like to shop at hardware stores. I'd like to do you on the floor. I like everything. Sing! I like men, I like women. I like sinking, I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows and cowboy hats. I like Phil and I like Don. Happy days, the wrath of Khan. Won't you put these handcuffs on? I like everything. I like water, I like wine. I like to think that love is blind. I masturbate with you in mind. I like everything.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. A Madison legend right there. Pat McCurdy for your 7 o'clock double dip. I like everything. There you go,
he's
Roger.
A statewide legend, Jimmy.
Oh man, is he ever.
And he's a legend in his own mind, too.
Oh, that's funny.
That's awesome. Pat's actually, he's in, where is he at tonight? Oh, he's up in Eau Claire tonight at the Plus. Mm-hmm. If you're up in Eau Claire, want to see him. He's also playing in Chicago at Reggie's on May 17th. Hope you're all having a good night. Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr.
Hello.
Holding down the fort. We got Sunspot. Talking to them after 7:30. We got bar notes coming up later on. Right now, Sims from Harmonious Whale is in the house.
Sims.
How you doing, Sims?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
It's great to see you. There's big news for you. A couple tours coming up. And we want people to join you over in Ireland and Scotland. Let's talk about the Ireland trip. There's two trips here, July 18th to the 27th, August 12th to the 21st, Sims. Tell us about the Irish trip here.
Well, it's basically us on the bus. It's about a 24-passenger bus and stays in three different places three nights in a row. So it's really easy going. Don't have to get on the bus till maybe 10 in the morning.
Oh. Because you'll sleep in.
You've been at the pub the night before. Yeah. There's
with
music every night.
Some dark beers.
There's some dark beers. They got them.
It's not
a concert tour. We are hosts, and so they hire a lot of great Irish musicians, and then we play with them music with them, and then move along to the next, the next night and the next.
That is so great.
See a lot of old castles and learn some really cool stuff of Irish history and.
And I'm sorry, Terry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, Sims, this is like an organized tour. It's professionally done. You're going to have a great time. Talk about some of the places, some of the towns you're going to stop by.
Mostly it's down in the southwest, but this time we're going north to Donegal and Sligo. And then, did you see that stupid movie of the Banshees of Inisherin? It was filmed. It was stupid.
I
hated it. But it was filmed on Achill Island, and so the accents and the people, and it's just gorgeous. But so we'll go out to Achill Island and Clifton, and then this is all around Galway, sort of. Mm. And the whole thing ends. The last night is down near Doolin, and so you can get back to Shannon Airport, which is close to Limerick.
Oh my gosh! And you did say you will play too.
We
even
do play
you're
some.
Hosting the bus and everything, and everybody
we'll
on it.
Sing on the bus, and times like in a castle or in a some of the cool archaeological spots. I mean, there's standing stones and really neat druid sites. Ugh. So it's pretty magical, and they bring in a lot of smart folks. People who say good words.
People are not at the pub the following night.
Right. So you actually learn something.
You learn a lot. Yes. It's great.
That's terrific.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We just, it'll change your life. It's really a life enhancing thing.
Do you get to drink on the bus?
Oh, I.
We encourage it.
There's your good answer.
Oh, I, we do. And, you're being driven around. So we stop for lunch.
Yeah.
Well, you're being driven. No problem.
Yeah.
Have a little Irish coffee with your lunch
then. And you guys are so much fun. I can only imagine how crazy and just joyful.
Well, if it's not fun, don't do it.
There
right?
you go. Yeah. I like that.
And, the thing about a lot of these people that have come with, we're friends for life. They'll come out to see us. We played the North Street Cabaret the other night, and a third of the crowd had been to Ireland or Scotland with us. We've been doing this for 8 years or so.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. And we really get to know people. And,
The dates for the Ireland tour is July 18th to the 27th and August 12th through the 21st. You want to get your plans in right now because seats are definitely filling up.
Yeah, they are.
And get on that. There's another one, too, to Scotland.
Yeah, then off to Scotland.
Is that a whiskey tour?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, Scotland is July 29th to August 9th. Tell us about the Scotland tour here.
This one, we start in Glasgow and then go north to the Isle of Skye and then just kind of go right through Skye and get up to Harris and Lewis. The Trump family was from one of those two islands, and it's really powerful how these people just disdain it. They hate him.
Wow.
And there's gorgeous poetry and songs and stuff that, this is not what we're about, and they're not living true to the Scottish way. And right. So after we leave Harris and Lewis, we go through Inverness and then out to the Orkney Islands. and then come back through Inverness and go back to Glasgow.
You gave me a brochure. Sorry, Racker. Ah. You gave me a brochure, and the photos are stunning.
You think the landscape and the scenery up there is absolutely...
Yeah. Wow. Okay, go ahead,
Racker. I was going to ask actually about, well, if you go to the different islands, that must mean a little boating, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, there's ferries all over the place.
Wow,
yeah.
Nice.
And you can't drive 10 minutes without finding a distillery, and so... Should we stop at this one?
Let's see.
Yeah, how long is selling point right there? Get through Scotland.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And the last time we were there, we learned all about the clans and the Highlanders and the Clarence. You know, it's really good history. I mean, after a while, you kind of get into history because you've been in on most of it.
But have you had people on any of the buses that are like, oh my gosh, I'm learning about my family
right
now?
Yeah, quite. Quite a bit.
That's gotta be so fascinating.
That would be the thing with me if I go to Ireland.
Yeah,
you know, being a killer lane, you know. They gotta find the heritage over there.
Yeah, and they're
and
great
the magical potato.
right.
And then some guy jumps out with a sword and he's like, there can only be one.
Oh, no.
You're a clan against mine.
All right.
So the notion in Ireland and Scotland is that when somebody knocks on your door, you have to let them in. It's just this hospitality thing. And you have to feed them. If you don't like them, you don't have to feed them warm food, but you have to feed them. So if you give someone the cold shoulder of lamb.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? Well, when I was over in Amsterdam, they always had these bars that said warm beer and cold food or warm.
Right.
That was your sign.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. You could have some
cold shoulder.
Don't stay too long. Yeah, cold shoulder. Isn't that crazy?
That's great. Wow. Sims here from Harmonious Whale. Harmonious Whale, WAIL.com. You get all. Just click on the International Music Tour tab.
Yep.
It will give you the details for both tours. Once again, the Ireland. There's two trips to Ireland, July 18th to the 27th.
We want to go.
August 12th to the 21st. If Scotland's more your speed, July 29th to the 9th. And Sims, if people wanted to reach out to you personally, they could do that too, I'm sure, right?
Sure, I'm all over that site. That's me.
Yeah.
Click anything on the site and I'll find it.
And he's quick. He's
magically
quick to respond.
Oh, right. Right.
Sims, I really appreciate you coming in and telling us about this. This sounds like so much fun.
It really does.
And we'll have you back soon, I hope, okay?
Oh, you guys are great. Thanks a gazillion.
Thank
it's wonderful.
Thank
appreciate
you. Always good to see you.
Always.
Bar Notes is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, brand new music. I love this band, Secret Menu. This song is called 18. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Start over again, making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over, ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. Alarm clock blaring, it's 8 a.m. in the same damn bed. We became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory. They might not be there in the morning. Thinking about a memory, free fall back to when I was 18. Still rocket.
Secret Menu is the name of the band that's 18 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local
Jimmy
music.
K.
They are awesome.
I love the harmonies. Officially, they are fun.
Yeah, yeah, really
good.
Where
are they from?
They're from Madison here. They just had their debut show last week at the Rigby.
Okay.
And from what I could see on social media, the Rigby was packed. So there you go.
I can see it.
Rocker, we got some big news to drop on the people right now that I'm very excited about. It's actually about a topic that we were asking our listeners questions about a couple weeks ago here on Max Inc. Radio.
That's right, Jimmy.
About matinee shows. Early shows. Remember that? We had that conversation.
We did.
Overall, what did people agree?
Everybody wants to go to early shows,
okay.
Terry.
Everybody wants an early show. I am with you.
It's really actually quite unanimous. Like, I was very surprised. So, to explore this topic, Max Inc. Radio is going to start the Max Inc. Radio local music matinee concert series. So it's going to be a whole series. We're going to start May
20th. Yeah, why do one? Well, we could just do a whole series.
We're going to do it like once a month. So May 20th will be our first one, and that will be on a Saturday matinee. That'll be from doors open at noon, show 1 to 4 p.m. at the High Noon Saloon. And we'll have three bands.
We'll announce the lineup next week.
Oh,
that's right. But here's the
tease about just get these dates on the calendar.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. May 20th, June 30th. We'll talk about that in 1 second. And then June, August 20th, and September 24th. So it's going to be a whole series. It'll take all summer to do, and we'll book all the bands for it. And it'll be all local music.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a really good time, and most of the shows will be 1 to 4. Now, June 30th is going to be a special show, Jimmy, because that's going to be Iron Plow.
And, wait, who's an Iron Plow?
And Lo-Fi Killers.
Who's an Iron Plow?
Who's this Iron Plow guy?
Well, we're going to do 5 to 7 p.m.
on the patio. Yes.
So that's going to be all ages and no covers. So that's kind of a special one we'll be doing Friday, June 30th. Iron Plow and
the patio
Lo-Fi Killers. Remember when we had them in here in the studio?
Yeah. Yes.
Couple of young guys. Great. The guy plays the John Bonham drum set.
Yeah.
Two-piece band. Really good. Really full of a lot of energy. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that show June 30th at the High Noon Saloon on the patio outside. Lots of fun.
And if you didn't get the, Jimmy K and I teasing Rocker, Rocker's in Iron Plow.
What?
Yeah.
What? He just happens to be the drummer.
Rocker's in Iron Plow?
We were having this crazy messaging round and round back and forth between the three of us. And then Rocker said, I wonder if I could get Iron Plow booked. And we're all like, who?
Yeah.
What? Never heard of Iron Plow.
Hey, I have to say, though, I'm having a lot of fun playing in bands. Now, if you've known me, I was a publisher of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine for 25 years. I couldn't play in a band.
No,
I had other things going on. And so, after the lockdowns and we stopped the print magazine and we're full on in radio here, I thought, maybe I have a little extra time to play in a band. So I am playing in a band. And it's a lot of fun.
His band is really fun.
It's Iron Plow.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. They're a lot good. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to go. Bar Notes is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Sunspots in the house. They're coming up after 7:30. Right now, let's do some Lo-Fi Killers right now. Until She's Gone on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Inside.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Hey everyone, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. Here are your three quick notes highlighting a few of the happenings across the Wisconsin music scene. First note, and a question for you. Where do you think Wisconsin ranks when it comes to funding the state's arts organizations and creative sectors? Now, this includes theaters, museums, digital and visual arts, music, and a whole lot more. The things that really enrich our lives and communities. So again, where does the state rank in funding the arts? Are you surprised when I tell you last? It's true. The state budget shows just 14 cents a person is spent on the arts. Compare it with our neighbors, Minnesota, which ranks as number 3, spending more than $7 a person on the arts, or even Illinois at number 7 with per capita funding at a little more than $5. Okay, so there's a movement you can join right now to let our lawmakers know how you feel about what is being budgeted for the arts. Go to WisconsinCreates.com. And you'll find details to take action before the current budget goes to a vote. Again, WisconsinCreates.com. All kinds of information and how you can also help support the arts. All right, here's note number 2, and this one focuses on the Young Garage Band competition, Rock Onsen. The application process just closed, and we are told bands representing 56 high schools and middle schools from all across the state have signed up to compete for the opportunity to play at Summerfest and win some cool gear and a whole lot more. The 56 bands will be narrowed down to 10 finalists and announced on the Rock Onsen social media page is May 15th. We'll, of course, share it on our social media, too. We'll also talk about it on the show. But right now, we just want to say congrats and good luck to everyone involved in this terrific Rock Onsen program. We just think it's great. Finally, and, you know, not to toot our own horn, but toot toot! We are so excited to tell you we recently learned our show, Max Inc. Radio, is a finalist for a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award. A whammy! It's an honor just to be nominated, and it took your votes to get us through to the final round. So a huge thank you for supporting Max Inc. Radio. Now, we are in really good company as a finalist, too, but we think it shows what all of us are doing to share local music, that it matters. So along with us, there are many deserving artists and performers from all across the state also up for their own whammy. Now, the Whammy Award winners will be announced Sunday, May 21st, starting at 7 p.m. It's happening at Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee. You can find more information about this, get the complete list of all the finalists, and get your tickets to the show at Whammy. That's WAMI.org. WAMI.org. I've had an opportunity to attend and also co-host the show a couple of times. It is a wonderful way to celebrate the state's music scene. All right, there are your Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr. Thank you for supporting the artists playing all the notes at live music bars and venues across Wisconsin.
That was Bar Notes with Terry Barr. If you have a story that you think we should know about, send us an email at maxincradio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Have you heard the news? There's a new day dawning. New way to choose.
Hey, music lovers. Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st. We'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, WAIL.com. See you on the bus.
This is Mike.
And this is Wendy
from Sunspots. And you're... This is Mike.
And this is Wendy
from...
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Mike.
And this is Wendy.
From Sunspots. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Healed. We'll see what the worms reveal when I spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Charonzo bowl. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Oh, oh. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain and we'll spend the night. Just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain, so we'll spend the night.
Spend the night as brand new Sunspot on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Don't forget to hit the podcast page at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio tab. And boom, all the archives that we've done in recent time are all right there. Interviews, Live in the Devil's Lair, and the whole show itself. Max Inc. Radio podcast at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Sunspot is a rare band. It's not often in our local music scenes that a single band spans nearly 3 decades, 9 albums, more Whammy and Mama awards than can be mentioned, thousands of shows and podcasts, and so many music videos. They even made their own pop-up video series. But what sets Sunspot apart from nearly any other band that's been together for more than 25 years? They're all founding members, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Mike, Wendy, and Ben, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, it's so great to have all of you here.
Glad to be here.
Wow.
Now, Mike, more than 25 years in the same band with the same people. What's the glue that keeps you guys together?
We're too dumb to quit.
Oh, man.
Well, for those of our listeners who are not yet familiar with Sunspot, give us a little background on the band.
Why don't you kick it off, Ben?
Yeah, sure. That Butch Walker
get up
song
on that where, microphone, please.
That Butch Walker song where he's like, yeah, driving around in the van, smelling each other's farts, eating each other's peanut butter. Like, no. the glue that holds it all together, like, we got our, like, you know, spatial issues out of the way early. We used to tour in the front seat of my tiny little Nissan pickup truck, 3 across. So, like, you know, 60 hours at a time, and I think we got to know each other real well.
Right.
Like, when you find people you love making music with, you just want to keep doing that, you know, and, like, everybody gets their, like, egos out of the way early, and we just focus on writing and performing great music.
Oh, and we're so glad you
and
do.
Also, we only speak to each other through our lawyers.
That too.
Except at radio interviews.
That really helps.
Oh, man. We're glad you're all here, yes.
The juggling of the band, I mean, obviously, Sunspot, you all play a lot of shows, but you also have family life, kids, and stuff like that, too.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that obviously you can't just be like, all right, we're going to, you know, drive to... you know, just say, like, we're going to drive to Tennessee and take a week and just, you have to plan more now than you did in the past.
Yeah.
But there's still opportunities. And if you're willing to focus and get into it, you can still find great places to, you know, to go and do it. It's still fun.
Do any of the kids want to be your roadies? Or do they see what this is entailed and they're like, no.
I think I've warned my children off enough to get a real job.
We played at that gig we did in, was it Monona? And they were like, it's too loud, and they left after the first song.
Oh, no. Okay, so as a female to female, how do you deal with these two guys? Wendy, you are so brave. Though hopefully you kind of hold these.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you. Well,
yeah, wow.
Actually, it's pretty easy because, you know, they're best friends that have, they're like brothers to me.
Yeah.
So brothers that you like, that you tolerate. No, I'm kidding. it really hasn't been hard. I mean, it's been even the disgustingness of the van and.
Oh man.
Yeah. And it is bad. They're not exaggerating. Well, it's really bad. But
that's part of being. That's part about being in a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I'm lucky to have good friends that I like to make music with. Yep. So.
Popping the top there.
Yeah.
You know what I love about you guys? I want to ask you because you had a really big show last night. But there's something magical when the three of you are together and just the way you all look at each other and interact with the audience. And I think everybody gets that. So who'd you open for last night and how did that feel? Yes. Well,
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yes. Was it cool?
It felt awesome. And it was, they just are amazing professionals. I mean, the show they put on, like people were on their feet the entire night. And so, and they were all really cool to us. They were super complimentary to us about our set, which is so nice, you know?
Well, and we're not a disco-ish band.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
Like, that's the weird thing. However, everybody, like, you know, we know how to put on a party.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. So it's not going to be obviously a 70s nose candy party or whatever, but.
It's an oofta party.
It's definitely going to be an oofta party. And it just was a great time. And the crowd was awesome. And everybody in the band and the venue couldn't have been any nicer to us local yokels. So it really was a nice experience.
And of course, this was Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells. Yeah. So we got to give them a shout out too. Yeah.
Favorite, and the crowd too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Favorite song from Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Oh.
Well, I mean, Boogie Shoes was really good.
Yeah, that's been in my head all day.
It's got to be Boogeyman. Boogeyman is
Boogeyman was very.
They kind of could go one to the other. They would, you know.
Right. Like, yeah.
I just want to learn the dance because they had the choreography and it's like I want to know how to do.
Well, and it's just when you see like you know a 1,500 people just going buck wild and having a great time and dancing and not caring and people are dressed up like it's the 70s and everybody's and even you know we're playing when we were up there we were playing songs you know the. 98% of those people had never heard before. We're playing our own music for them. We're getting them clapping and going. It's just a great feeling. Everybody was in the mood to have a good time. And, you know, we find out that when, you know, we get in front of people, a lot of people who are looking to have a good time, things turn out pretty good for Sunspot.
I was pleased with how amazingly generous the audience was. Like, we finished our first song, and it was very different than disco. And it was like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. Right.
And it was electric. People were ready for a really good time last night. I had so much fun.
Yeah. It was a top 10 show for me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And now you guys are playing May 26th. And you're going to be opening for Guns N' Roses drummer Steven Adler.
Yes.
Right. And that's also at the Crystal Grand?
No, this one's going to be at Bratfest.
At
so
Bratfest.
This is free for everybody to show up.
Oh, right down the road.
Oh, boy. Yep. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Well, it's just basically him doing the drum beat from Paradise City. For, you know, no, he's got... He's got this collection of really great Sunset Strip musicians that play some of the GNR classics and some of those great like sleaze glam late 80s you know kind of songs that everybody could appreciate who remembers that music, and it's gonna be a great set, and a lot of his work and the bands he played with are very influential to us, so it's gonna be fun. Like we're gonna pull out all the stops whatever and we're gonna go crazy.
That's going to be awesome. Sunspot is in live in the studio with us right now. The Strangest Frequency. That's your ninth studio album.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ninth album, guys. And plus, it's up for a whammy this year, too. Tell us about the album and tell us how it fits into the discography as a whole.
Oh,
wow. Oh man.
That's a big question.
How the building blocks of our life, Jimmy. This one, I think... Sonically, it's one of the strongest sounding albums we've recorded. Mm-hmm. Where you put it in and you crank it up, and it's because we're kind of in the age now with the MP3s, people playing stuff on not iPods, but their phones and computers.
Walkmans.
Yep. And the way it's been, right. I play it on my 8-track. What do you mean? Sonically, you put it in, and the bass kicks, the guitar is really crisp, the drums. It feels great to listen to. And this is less of an experimental record. It really is a rock record, ooh, like a straight up guitar rock record. And I'd say that's closer to our original sound than anything we've done in a while.
Mm.
And it's also, you know, you learn a little bit with each album. So, I mean, not to state the obvious, but each album we've done is we've grown a little bit and we've gotten a little better at the recording process and the writing process. So we're pretty proud of how it turned out and happy with it. Really happy with it.
Number 9, congrats. Holy cow.
This is the fourth one with Eric at Cherry Pit.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Nice. And like, like the more we work together, the like more he knows our sound and like his skills, you know, continue to
refine. He's a genius.
Like, yes, I mean, he like he makes us.
That guy's, he's a wizard.
He fixes all our stuff.
Yeah. We just recorded there like 2 months ago. Right? That guy's amazing. Yeah. Well, now you guys are also have a video and it's your newest video. It's called I Don't Want to Be a Ghost. And, you know, is this going to make it to the pop-up video series? Tell us about the video.
I hope so.
We should bring that back.
Well, first of all, we recorded it at Maxwell Mansion in Lake Geneva. And Maxwell Mansion actually is got a ton of haunted stories. Ulysses S. Grant stayed there. You know, so they have like a Grant suite.
Didn't Nancy Reagan stay there too?
Maybe it
was
Nancy.
That's what you told me. Okay.
Now we know why it's haunted.
The ghost of Nancy Reagan.
Right. There's a big Dare poster where she used to stay. No.
Yes.
It's really cool. I mean, and they let us have the place for the night.
Oh, wow.
Just us. We get like, to go
even
in.
Even staff left and everything.
Record, try different things.
Were you scared? Think about it.
The door. Like the okay, so do we have time for a ghost story?
We got about 3.5 minutes here.
3.5 minutes.
Please yes.
So we couldn't figure out why the door kept locking, right? Or unlocking. One of the two. Nobody else remembers this?
I was focusing on the production, Ben. I think you had to go to
ghost. I got grabbed by a ghost.
Ben was on ghost watch.
When? I got grabbed by a ghost. Okay, well, like, so we couldn't figure out why the door to the Grant suite kept locking. So, like, because nobody was doing it. Like, anyway.
It's an old-fashioned door.
It's probably a 150-year-old door.
It shouldn't have been locking.
Right.
No.
Should not have been locking.
There was some weird stuff. Wendy had, like, a haunted experience in the bar, like, right when we were filming.
You and those ghosts, man. You're always chasing those ghosts. Yeah. The ghosts are chasing
They were chasing us.
They were chasing us that night. So we did it over one night, and we just started, you know, like at 5 o'clock, and then we went to, you know, like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And shot it, and then took a couple weeks to edit it, and it was just a really fun experience. But I mean, it was intense.
Oh, fun. It sounds like it.
Yeah, because we combined it with we did a little paranormal investigation at the same time, too.
So. Tell us about Snozfest real quick.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a charity event in Janesville benefiting a charity called Grace's Gifts that's helps children that have been through trauma and their families. But it's a friend of ours, a very important cause. And there's going to be a ton of bands, and they're having food carts and everything at the back bar in Janesville.
Yeah.
And they have like a softball tournament, I think, too.
Oh, it's one of those where there's like a ton of stuff going on.
Yeah, but the only important thing is the sunspots.
Right. Of course.
Of course.
Okay, so when and what time are you guys playing?
June 10th.
Yes, June 10th, Saturday.
I think we're on at 11, but we'll have it on our website. Yeah. Have
And we'll share it.
Thank you. And we have tickets available for $15. That's the whole day, and there's a ton of bands playing. It's not just us, so.
Yes.
You know, we hope people come and join us in Janesville because we haven't played there in a long time.
And it's for a great cause.
A great cause important.
Yep. Janesville awesome. Rockers. Rock County, they rock down there.
That's right. They have no choice.
Right, it's in the name.
You guys, can we mention one more thing? Make Music Madison.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up.
Oh, actually. Good. Go for it, Jimmy K.
June 21st, uh-huh. Right outside the brand new Civic Media Station, 202 State Street. Eddie Berth is opening up the show at 3 o'clock. Sunspot at 4 o'clock. And Dana Perry wrapping up the day at...
Oh, I love Dana.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
That is just going to be.
You guys are playing a couple shows for Make Music Madison.
Yeah,
You always do, don't you?
Well, we like to we like to practice before we get to the main event. Right? So we're gonna make sure
warm up nice and good.
We're gonna make sure the songs sound good. We're gonna bring the best stuff to the Max Inc. Radio stage.
Yes. Does that mean you have fluffer shows?
We certainly do.
That's one way of putting it.
We certainly do. No, I take my blue chew before the first show, and then by the time we hit the stage, I'm finally ready. Well, like you said, we've been in a band a long time. I'm pretty old.
That's great.
Okay. On that note, just look for Sunspot all over the place on Make Music Madison Day, June 21st.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yes.
Sunspotmusic.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And the See You on the Other Side podcast. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
So that influenced a lot of the songs that are on the album. So we would talk to people with various paranormal proclivities, and we would write a song inspired.
You need a pop filter for that one.
That was the OPP, right? Other people's paranormal proclivities. But that would inspire some kind of topic, and we'd force ourselves to write a song for every episode. And we did nearly 300 episodes.
Oh, man.
And then after, during the pandemic, we would do live things from home. So we did another 50 videos during that year. So there's just if you go to the Sunspot Music YouTube channel, you have the rest of your life ahead of you.
Yeah. You could spend hours and hours.
Thank you, though. Thank you for doing it.
Mike, oh, Ben, wow. Wendy, we love you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely, for the decades
of support for local music, guys. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. I don't want to be a ghost. It's Sunspot on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I don't want to be a ghost. I just want to be a man. To want to come back as a spirit and be in some romantic tragedy. I'd be Patrick Swayze and you would be my sweet Demi. But when I talk, you couldn't hear it. If I materialized, you couldn't see. How could I be happy without some sexy pottery? If we can be together, who wants to live for? A man, I don't wanna hear my friends when I cannot talk to them. I'll be right behind the wall and I'll wait for you to call my name. If I walked the earth as a phantom, I'd haunt every place we used to go. But what would I do with all these strangers in our home? And if every time my show was random and I was just an orb in some photos, I'd rather be 6 feet beneath an old gravestone. What's the point of a soul if there's no one to make you whole? A special spectator that's born with immortality. If we can't be together, who wants to live for? I just go to the light. I just go to the light. I just go to the light. If I can't see you tonight, then I just go to the light. If we can't make things right, then I just go to the light. If I'm out of your sight, I just go to the light. There's no reason to fight. I just go to the light.
Jenna Jane is live in the Devil's Lair. Michael Grassman from Soundcheck Entertainment and a double dip of Jaden James is next. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brock, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.